Welcome to Keep What You Earn, your judgment and jargon-free zone for entrepreneurs of all levels. Get ready to learn how to scale your business, save money in taxes, and create a business that grows your wealth. If it feels like the financial side of business is like eating your vegetables, well then think of this podcast as the ranch dressing to make the process a little more enjoyable. My name is Shannon Weinstein. I'm a CPA and business owner on a mission to simplify money and empower others through knowledge. I hope this episode inspires you to take action, but remember that the information we share is for educational purposes only and is not individual tax advice. Now that we got that out of the way, let's start the show. So today I want to talk about starting a new business and this trend I'm seeing where folks are pivoting and they are evolving their businesses to meet, you know, current trends or, you know, new interests of their customers, which I completely understand and agree with and I support. But what I'm seeing is a lot of folks jumping to starting new businesses and starting entirely new ventures, whether it be multi-member businesses, it might be partnerships with other, you know, founders, other business owners, and creating other entities, and just creating a lot of new stuff. And what I want to do is provide a little bit of insight into what I'm seeing and what I think you should consider before jumping into a brand new business. There's a couple of things that people are doing that, and I've actually heard stories of where people regretted starting a brand new business and hitting a reset button. So I also want to provide you a little bit of a cautionary tale here on, you know, when it comes to starting a new business, what that actually means and what impact that can have. So there are a couple of things here. Number one is if you're thinking of starting a brand new business for the purposes of something more cosmetic, like changing the name, or you want to just start something new, you know, just because I feel like some people, it's like the equivalent of starting a new Instagram account or a new Facebook, like, oh, let's just like burn it down and start over. Well, before you do that, or even if you're going to be eliminating an entire business line, eliminating and rebuilding, I wouldn't necessarily get rid of the business from like a legal and tax standpoint. Okay, hear me out. So one thing that's really important to consider that you may not be thinking about is how long you have been in business, your business's maturity, I call it, or age. And this has come up a couple times where I had a client who started a business and then pivoted and started a brand new business. Now, it was the same industry, so they could have used the old business to do this, but they just wanted a chance to start anew with a new name, and they wanted to just revamp it. And instead of rebuilding the old name, they just wanted to start and hit a whole new reset button. Now, the problem with that is what they did was they essentially reset the button on the business's birthday. And here's what happens. So this particular client went to go get a loan, and they were like, well, how long have you been in business? And they said, well, we've been in business for, you know, 8 years. And they said, well, no, your LLC was formed 2 years ago. Oh yeah, this LLC was formed 2 years ago, but we had this other business. It was the exact same business. It was just, you know, under a different brand. Well, it was a different business. You started a business, ended it, and then started a new one. Just because you are the same owners doesn't mean that you're continuing the legacy of your old business. You have dissolved or diluted or whatever you did to eliminate the other business. So now you're left with a two-year-old business, a toddler, and the loan, or the lenders, the banks, you know, they just see a two-year-old business. They don't see proof that you're able to sustain. And typically, banks will ask you to see 2+ years of cash flow, 2+ years of profitability and history before they will give you a substantial loan. So that's really important to consider here, that especially if we go into a time of a little bit more economic uncertainty where cash is a little bit tighter and we need to be infusing cash into the business. Maybe you're going through a rebuild, a rebrand, a pivot, and you're looking for capital infusions. Well, it's going to be super challenging if you have a brand new baby business. And especially because if you do have a business that is a little bit longer in age, like it's been around for a while and you just decided to end it and start something new, just know you're hitting a reset button on that. And you're not going to get quote unquote credit for all those years that you spent in the business, on the other business. And it doesn't mean that it's going to be completely out of consideration. I mean, some lenders do understand and you can kind of work around it, but I'm telling you, it's a massive hassle. If you're looking to work with third parties that look at your business's longevity, because they won't understand. It will be completely unrelated businesses. It will take a lot of explanation and a lot of proof to get through. And it's really challenging. So I would encourage you, if you are considering starting a brand new business, to make use of the business you have to the extent you can. Now, I recently recorded an episode where I talked about DBA, doing business as. If you can, try to hang on to your existing entity if you're not changing industries. Try to hang on to your existing entity and get DBAs, which are like stickers on top of the name tag that will say, call me this, you know? So if I say I'm Financial Solutions LLC, I can get a DBA that says keep what you earn company, which I have. And if you think about it, I'm walking around with a name tag that says Financial, or a t-shirt that says Financial, and then a name tag over it that says, but call me, keep what you earn. So I want you to think about that for your business, that it doesn't matter what the t-shirt logo says, because you're going to cover it up with a name tag anyway. So if you just want to change the name, consider getting a DBA. These are super cheap and super fast. It's basically one signed piece of paper with a notary stamp on it. At least that was in my town clerk office. You can look up what it takes to get a DBA in your local jurisdiction, but it was super simple. I just kind of had to drive on my way to the gas station and go get a DBA. It's no big deal. And it's important to know that is way easier than doing like reconstructive surgery to your business. You could just get a new name tag. It's okay. You don't have to change everything about it and risk yourself hitting that reset button. So if you're thinking about starting something new and you want to explore that, I would say before you completely birth something new, see how much use you can make out of your existing business, because I think it could pay off the longer you have these businesses in terms of your buying power, in terms of your maturity, in terms of your footprint, your legacy, and the value of your business. It's not to be forgotten that when you go to sell your business or exit, you're going to have to consider how long you've been in business, and that will add value. That will add value in your business from when you get bought out. So, you know, make sure you understand the long-term impacts of this if you want to hit that reset and if you want to continue your existing business. So if you're thinking of pivoting, you're thinking of evolving, I really do encourage you, get the help of a professional, understand all the different facets of these decisions that are more than cosmetic, because I would hate for you to make these decisions and not really keep in mind how your future self is going to be able to leverage that. So if you need any help with this, or if you need any help with any specific area of your business finances, maybe just getting a fresh perspective or help making a decision or projecting something in your business from compensation plans to cash flows, please reach out. I would love to have a power session with you and learn more about your business and be able to help you individually through a custom approach to help you solve a unique challenge in your business. Hey, small business owners, are you tired of juggling payroll, benefits, and HR tasks? If so, I want to introduce you to our payroll provider of choice, Gusto, the number one rated HR and payroll platform trusted by thousands of businesses just like yours. With Gusto, you can streamline payroll, manage benefits, and more all in one easy-to-use platform. But here's the kicker. When you sign up and run your first payroll through our special link below in the show notes, you'll score a sweet deal, a $100 Visa gift card. That's right. Just $100 for clicking the link below and get started to claim your reward. Don't let payroll headaches hold you back from building your team and growing your business. Join the Gusto family today and take the first step towards simplifying your HR processes while snagging a bonus along the way. Click the link in the show notes now to learn more and set up your payroll. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and review on your podcast platform. This small action goes a long way for podcasters to get our message heard by more business owners just like you. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to information about our guests and ways to get in touch with me. We'll see you on the next episode.